Thanks for tuning in. This is Knocking on Heaven's Door. I hope your day is going pretty good. Whether you're at work, whether you're at home, whether you're with your loved ones, or if you're apart from your loved ones, I am here with you. My heart is reaching out to you all. I thank you all for tuning in and listening and being a part of this podcast. I'm trying to spread the word of God to everybody that I can encounter, whether it's on a podcast, whether it's in person, whether it's online. We got to do our parts to preach the word of God. I thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that this encourages you to get into your Bible and read. I hope it encourages you to be filled with the love of Jesus Christ. I thank you all just yet again for being a part of this podcast. Today I will be reading from Genesis chapter 9 and Genesis chapter 10. And it reads, God's covenant with Noah. Then God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. The fear and dread of you will fall on all the beasts of the earth, and on all the birds in the sky, on every creature that moves along the ground, and on all the fish in the sea. They are given into your hands. Everything that lives and moves about will be food for you. Just as I give you the green plants, I now give you everything. But you must not eat meat that has its lifeblood still in it. And for your lifeblood I will surely demand an accounting. I will demand an accounting from every animal and from every human being too. I will demand an accounting for the life of another human being. Whoever sheds human blood, by humans shall their blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made mankind. As for you, be fruitful and increase in number. Multiply on the earth and increase upon it. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, and all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the site of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all the living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. So God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all of life on the earth. The sons of Noah. The sons of Noah who came out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham was the father of Canaan. These were the three sons of Noah, and from them came the people who were scattered over the whole earth. Noah, a man of the soil, proceeded to plant a vineyard. When he drank some of its wine, he became drunk and lay uncovered inside his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father naked and told his brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it across their shoulders. Then they walked in the backward and covered their father's naked body. Their faces were turned the other way so that they would not see their fathers naked. When Noah awoke from his wine and found out what his youngest son had done, he said, cursed be Canaan, the lowest of slaves. Will he be to his brothers? He also said, praise be to the Lord, the God of Shem. May Canaan be the slave of Shem. May God extend Japheth's territory. May Japheth live in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be the slave of Japheth. After the flood, Noah lived 350 years. Noah lived a total of 950 years, and then he died. Genesis chapter 10. The Tables of Nation. This is the account of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Noah's sons, who themselves and sons after the flood. The Japhethites, the sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togomar, the sons of Javan. Elisha, Tarshish, the Kittites, and the Rodanites. From these, the maritime people spread out into their territories by their clans within their nations, and each with its own language. The Hamites, the sons of Ham, Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Ramah, and Sabteca. The sons of Ramah, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod, who became a mighty warrior on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. This is why it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord. The first center of his kingdom were Babylon, Uruk, Akkad, and Calneh in Shinar. From that land he went to Assyria, where he built Nineveh, Rehoboth, Calah, and Rezin, which is in between Nineveh and Calah, which is the great city. Egypt was the father of the Ludites, Anamites, Lehabites, Naphtites, Pathrusites, Kasulites, from whom Philistines came, and Kephthorites. Canaan was the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and of the Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Sinites, Arvadites, Zemarites, and Hamathites. Later, the Canaanite clans scattered, and the borders of Canaan reached from Sidon toward Gerar, as far as Gaza, and then towards Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboiim, as far as Lasha. These are the sons of Ham, by their clans and languages, in their territories and nations. The Semites' sons were born to Shem, whose older brothers were Japheth. Shem was the ancestors of all the sons of Eber. The sons of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah, and Shelah the father of Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg, because in the time the earth was divided, his brother was named Joktan. Joktan was the father of Almodad, Sheleph, Hazaramath, Jera, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. The region where they lived stretched from Mesha toward Sephar in the eastern hill country. These are the sons of Shem by their clans and languages, in their territories and nations. These are the clans of Noah's sons, according to their lines of descent, within their nations, from all these nations spread out over the earth after the flood. And that was today's Bible reading of Genesis chapter 9 and chapter 10. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for bearing with me as I am learning these names as well and trying to pronounce them properly. I thank you, and I hope you have a good rest of your day. God bless.